What's the story, Grade A Nation? Hello, Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grade A kind of day. Apologies in advance if this is not up to your usual audio quality standards, but we are actually recording from a Motel 6. The reason why is we have been banished from our family residence, and it's all due to some silliness pertaining to the video game Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, also known by its acronym NKOTB, I believe that's the acronym. And our tension with our mother regarding this incredible game. So we were playing the game for hours on end, trying to unlock characters, and our mother essentially said, "Hey, what's going on here? You're not taking care of your chores. You're not doing the laundry. You're not mopping the floor. What's going on?" And we said, "Mother, we'll get to it. We'll get to it in time. Just let us enjoy this game. We've been wanting to play this game for a few years now, and it's finally here, and we're finally able to play it. So please just let us play for a little bit more." And she goes, "This is a bunch of baloney." Now, she didn't really say this is a bunch of baloney, but we have to censor the language. We want to be inclusive, all age friendly. But let's just say our mother had a mouth that was about as clean as the dumpster behind Arby's. And so, yeah, she said, "This is a bunch of baloney." And little did we know, as we were engrossed in NWOMAB, I believe that's the acronym for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, our mother had put some Ambien in our rich chocolate Ovaltine, so that when we took little breaks from playing the game, we would be taking sips of Ambien Ovaltine, and we got quite drowsy. We had been drugged, and we proceeded to sleep for 16 hours straight. Our mother had drugged us with Ambien, can you believe that? All over a video game, a harmless video game. When we woke up, we said, "Hey, you know, we have to make some progress. We have to get King K. Rool from Donkey Kong Country." So we started up again, and mother got steaming mad. She said, "What the heck is wrong with you?" And again, she didn't say heck, but, you know, think of the Grade A Nation as the Walt Disney of podcasts. We really want to put out content that is for everyone and anyone. So, you know, when we say heck, you know, it's much worse. It's about as filthy as, you know, the homeless person section of the YMCA. Anyhow, she goes, "What the heck is wrong with you? What the heck is wrong with you?" And we go, "We were drugged. We didn't make any progress on the game, and we have to unlock King K. Rool." And she goes, "Oh, you want to make progress on the game? Well, I'll show you progress." And she stormed in front of the TV, pulled the power cord, and threw it on the ground and laughed almost like a villain from a old episode of Batman. And she said, "Only little queer boys play this game." And I went, "Excuse me?" She goes, "That's right, only little queer boys play this game." And so I said to her, I said, "All right then, little queer boy 316 says, "We just whipped your butt." And we gave her the double bird, kicked her in the midsection, and gave her a stone cold stunner. And she was knocked out cold. Man, oh man. She wasn't moving. We got scared. So we grabbed a backpack filled with a bunch of toiletries, a pair of chonies, and a few 20-ounce bottles of Sierra Mist, and we just stormed out of the house. And we just walked around, and as we were walking around, lost, looking for a place to stay, we got text messages saying, "Don't come back. You're not welcome back here. No Christmas for you. No holiday meal." And we started to cry and got lost. We didn't know where we were going. A gentleman in a Tesla pulled up to us and said, "Hey, would you like a lift? It's a real smooth ride, and it would be nice to have some company." We said, no, thank you, sir. We don't really take rides from strangers." And then he said, "Is anybody really a stranger in this world?" And, well, we have to be careful how we describe this, but he was wearing Dockers, and there, I don't know if he had, several bananas in his Dockers, and the Dockers might have, this is very hard to describe. Okay, so he's wearing Dockers, and it seems like he has a bunch of bananas inside the Dockers. Okay, and maybe the bananas are bad because there was a stain emanating from a certain area of the Dockers. Maybe the bananas turned to mush and liquefied. That's our hypothesis. And we said, "Boy, that looks gross. There's no way we're getting in that car." So we went on our way, and we kept walking and walking, and we passed some seedy places, looked very dirty, but the Motel 6 had a deal, $25 a night plus free HBO. Who can turn that down? So that's how we got to where we are now. We're not sure how things are going to turn out with respect to the holidays. Hopefully things will get better. Hopefully Mother will realize the error of her ways and know that homophobic remarks are not appropriate to say to a child, even if that child is a grown man. And I think it's important that we move on, because we don't want to wallow in self-pity here. Let's talk about this news regarding Pete Davidson, where he put a note on Instagram that he was not feeling well. He said, quote, "I really don't want to be on this earth anymore. I'm doing my best to stay here for you, but given that the Weekly Standard is no longer going to be in circulation, we have lost our reason to live. We just don't know what to do anymore. I can't take it. I can't take it. The pain is too much to bear. All I've ever tried to do is help people. Just remember I told you so." End quote. So Pete Davidson's taking the end of the Weekly Standard very, very hard, perhaps a little over the top. And this guy apparently has some mental issues, because if you're gonna engage in self-harm because the Weekly Standard is no longer being published. Boy, you're a total mess. And this is a guy who has a tattoo of Hillary Clinton on him. He also has a tattoo of Estelle Getty, Margaret Thatcher, and that one lady from Three's Company, whose name everyone forgets because she wasn't Suzanne Summers. So this is a guy that is really unstable. And, you know, anyone that unstable, of course, is going to be an avid reader of the Weekly Standard. So perhaps the government should intervene and publish a few more Weekly Standard editions, subsidize it, so that the mentally ill, like Pete Davidson, can keep going. Because Pete Davidson has a lot of stories to tell. Almost as many stories as those that fell on top of his dad at the World Trade Center. And yeah, that pretty much covers what we wanted to talk about today. Please say a prayer for us. Give us some positive vibes. It would be much appreciated. We really want to get back home, play the Nintendo Switch. You know, in our panic, we didn't bring the Switch with us. So really all we have to play with is empty rolls of toilet paper and half-filled bottles of Sierra Mist that might contain number one in them. We're not going to confirm or deny that. Anyhow, once again, we appreciate your time. Spread the word about the Great A Nation. We're available on a whole bunch of podcasting platforms now. And hopefully next time you hear us, we'll have a better recording setup. We'll be playing Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. And we'll have a whole bunch of new stories that you can savor as a member of the Great A Nation.